It's disheartening that people would have as little, no respect to the greenkeepers, but in such an effort to try to maintain the course and get it to the highest standard as possible for the community to enjoy, and for somebody to come out and damage the thing is very disappointing, and would appeal to all people to respect the property, and indeed any property, and be mindful of the other people that that are out and trying to enjoy. So it's bringing needless work on our hard work staff to try to repair something that shouldn't have been done in the first place.
Judging by the damage, how do you think it was done, Barry?
It would appear that it has been done with a club, so it's a golfer, because a green is quite a hard surface, so it's not simple to do this. So it would appear that somebody went up with a golf club and just out of anger or ignorance has hit a ball, or attempted to hit a ball, or just dug two holes.
And do you think do you think someone came onto the course, or do you believe maybe it's someone who had played green fees or was a member?
It's hard to know. There is access onto the course at the 14th green through St Joseph's, but certainly it would appear that it was a golfer, because it would look like it would have taken a club to do this sort of damage. So I suspect it was somebody that was playing in the course, and either out of ignorance or just out of anger that
or both
vandalized the green.